Crowd chants equal pay after U.S. women's team wins World Cup. By Warner Todd Houston on July 7, 2019. Chants of equal pay were heard reverberating through the stadium as the U.S. women's national soccer team beat the Netherlands 2-0 to win the 2020 FIFA Women's World Cup Sunday. Videos of the stadium as the U.S. women celebrated their win on the field featured some in the crowd chanting the phrase as a reference to the disparity between what the women are paid compared to the U.S. men's national team. A group of players for the women's team already launched a federal class action lawsuit against U.S. soccer over the pay gap. At the heart of their claim is that the pay gap is merely a matter of gender bias. The U.S. women's national team is not a party to the lawsuit but has still come out in support of the action, saying it supports the plaintiff's goal of eliminating gender-based discrimination by USSF. The total prize money for the Women's World Cup in France this July will be $30 million compared with total prize money of $440 million for the men's teams at the 2022 World Cup in Qatar, Forbes reported. But as Breitbart Sports recently reported, far from mere gender bias. The reason there is a pay gap between the men and the women is that the men bring in many millions of dollars more in revenue than the women. For instance, in 2010 the Women's World Cup brought in $73 million in revenue. But that same year the Men's World Cup earned a whopping $4 billion, according to NBC Sports. Men's soccer also has by far many more viewers than women's soccer. In 2018, the Men's World Cup garnered 3.6 billion total viewers across the world. That viewership brought $6 billion in profits to FIFA, the International Soccer League. However, the last Women's World Cup in 2015 only saw 764 million viewers. Finally, according to Forbes, the women even get paid a higher percentage of the total World Cup gross. Back in 2010, the women were paid 9% of the final Women's World Cup take, while the men only earned 7% of the revenue from the 2018 Men's World Cup. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerHouston.